zero luck finding motivated sellers. So let's get into this question here. I need some help. I'm having no luck finding motivated sellers. Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I am the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11dayschallenge.com. On this episode, we're talking about zero luck finding motivated sellers. So let's get into this question here. I need some help. I'm having no luck finding motivated sellers. Not buying leads yet, no funds for that. I'm driving for dollars and calling expired listings, signing contracts but not low enough to flip or for rental. I kill it in the conversation and get plenty of people to drop their price down a lot, but not enough to be profitable to investors. What are some other sources for finding motivated sellers cheap? Thanks. All right, so this question is not that tricky to me, but it's probably tricky to you, okay? And it's basically a battle between quality and quantity, okay? It's a battle between quality and quantity. As always, the sweet spot is always in between. But before I get into the details about that, what is wholesaling? Wholesaling is buying low, selling high, but basically specializing in helping investors find low-priced, discounted, highly discounted properties. And then you assign the contract that you sign to investors for a fee. I've made $82,000, my highest per one deal, averaging about $20,000, $30,000, can be as low as $1,000. It's a lucrative business if you learn marketing. It's about marketing. It's not about the properties. It's not about the investors. It's about learning how to market, how to scale marketing. That's what it's about. Nothing else, nothing short, okay? Now, marketing can be very costly. So if you don't learn how to build a list and monetize a list, you'll be spending a lot of time and money basically asking questions like this. There's nothing wrong with asking questions like this, because at least this person is taking action. If you're not taking action yet, make sure you go to 11dayschallenge.com and do so. So let's address the question. The question is a battle between quantity and quality. What do I mean by that? I'm having no luck finding motivated sellers. Motivated sellers are basically the life and blood of this business, okay? They're the leads, you know, leads in business, like human beings, people, not the properties. You need people. Writing addresses down and driving around town is not leads. That's not a lead. It doesn't become a lead until you've spoken to an actual human being who is interested in doing business, okay? Before that, it's called data, right? When you write addresses down, that's data. Okay, and you can do all of that on the internet for $20. But of course, when you don't value your time, you feel like if you drive for dollars, you get better quality. That's what some people claim. I absolutely disagree. Data is data. It's basically about reaching out or setting up marketing to receive inbound calls. Talking to human beings. The only core pillar in this equation, as I teach in this book, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, which you can grab for free at smartrealestatewholesaling.com, the only core pillar there is people, not properties. People, your money only comes from people, and that's it. Not properties, okay? So keep that in mind. So I'm glad that he's saying no luck finding motivated sellers. Not buying leads yet, okay? There's some people that teach buying leads. I don't agree with buying leads. Like, what you're buying is data, not leads, okay? You can buy data, okay? So I don't know what, maybe that's what he meant by leads. Again, it doesn't become a lead until you're actually speaking to an actual person. Does that make sense? So, but before that is data. So you can buy data. You know, we have part of our operations where we buy data, we skip trace the data, meaning we use processes to find the phone numbers and then you reach out to those persons. When you reach out to those persons, it's called an outreach. Okay, that's not marketing yet. Okay, that's called prospecting. Now you have to get a person to be interested. When they're interested in more of the conversation of I have an offer for your property, right, then you may have a lead in your hand. Okay, and if you don't have leads, you don't have deals. Okay, so no funds for that. Well, Usually when people say no funds for that, because they don't have a job and they're trying to create a business out of real estate. Can it happen? Yes. Is it very likely? No. You need to find a job so you can stop looking over your shoulder about your bills while you're trying to build your business. Because when you're trying to build your business, you need your mind to be settled so you can put in some consistency. Because the number one secret of the game is consistency. You have to find a job, find a job. I see it way too many people trying to make pennies. They're looking for that $10,000 because they think it will change their lives. No, it won't. If you're broke when you make that $10,000, you're going to squander it, okay? And then you're going to be back to square one. And basically, you're never building a real business, okay? The idea is to build a real business. I'm driving for dollars and calling expired listings. I like the expired listings part, okay? If you can be consistently doing that, that's data that you can find on the internet. Just stay consistent with that. Why do you feel the need to drive for dollars if you already have access to expired listings? All you need now is consistency, okay? And I get it. All of us, we struggle with that. Even myself, it's not the easiest thing to pick up the phone and call actual leads, okay? But it's something that sometimes you have to do, especially when you know there's quality leads, okay? So I'm opening it up to you. It's not the easiest thing for me myself, but it's required, okay? If you're trying to go hard and just go home. If you can go hard, right? Signing contracts but not low enough to flip or for rental. That's because you're not properly prospecting, okay? Not all leads are equal. Just because somebody is looking to sell you a house doesn't mean it's the right lead, okay? Of course, everyone with a house that needs work and is just vacant will be willing to sell it to you at their own price. It's not really a lead until they agree to your price or somewhere in between that still works, right? So stop signing everything. At the very minimum, sign the right contract. If they insist they want money, if that's their motivation, sign a listing contract with them. Get licensed or get a partner who is licensed and sign a listing contract with them. Make your partner happy and then you keep bringing businesses to each other. Another topic for another day, right? So that's why you're signing contracts that are not good, okay? I kill it in the conversation. No, you're not, because you're not prospecting well. And get plenty of people to drop their price down a lot. What is a lot? What does that mean? We don't know what a lot is. Are they dropping it down to 65% of the value of the property? If not, that's not a lot, okay? But not enough. Well, a lot is not enough, right? To be profitable to investors. What are some other sources of finding motivated sellers cheap? I would say focus on expired listings. If you have access to expired listings, it's the consistency. Okay, of course, there are many other sources like pre-foreclosure, tax delinquencies, probate, you know, there's other, many other out there, right? But focus on expired listings. There's a motivated seller somewhere in between. But your problem is that you're expecting everyone to be motivated. So you're battling between quantity and quality. You got to go through the quantity to get the quality. You got to be consistent with that. If it was easy, everyone else would be doing it. Want it to be easier? Then you can do what I do, which is basically smart wholesaling. I teach that smartrealestatewholesaling.com. Just go grab this book. It's free at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. Also, check out 11dayschallenge.com. Basically, you can skip 80% of the hustle, make $100,000 per year with or without closing deals, okay? And 10x the actual deals that you actually do, okay? If you're interested in that, go to 11dayschallenge.com. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated. I will see you on the next one. Peace.